All right, so today we're taking a deep dive into Tesla's future, and specifically, we're going to be looking at some pretty wild stuff from Elon Musk's recent Q4 2024 earnings call.
Oh, yeah, that earnings call.
You sent us the transcript from Tactic.io, and I think you're really interested in getting a handle on just how ambitious Tesla's plans are, especially when it comes to full self-driving and Optimus.
You're spot on there. This earnings call was full of bold predictions and timelines that were ambitious.
Yeah, even for Elon Musk.
Even for Elon Musk.
And Tesla's coming off a record-breaking 2024, right?
Definitely record deliveries in Q4, selling cars at a rate of almost 2 million per year.
Wow. And the Model Y became the best-selling vehicle globally in 2024.
That's right. So passing every other car out there, not just electric ones.
Not just electric, every other car.
It shows you how dominant Tesla is right now.
Yeah, but, you know, Musk keeps saying that full self-driving, or FSD as everyone calls it.
Right.
That's the real game changer.
Yeah.
He's predicting it's going to lead to a massive increase in the value and utility of Tesla vehicles.
Think about it. An autonomous vehicle could be used maybe like 5 times more than a traditional car.
5 times more.
Yeah. You could be at work while your car is out giving rides or making deliveries.
Oh, wow.
It could basically be making you money all the time.
That's insane.
Yeah. And that's the kind of disruption that has people saying this could be the biggest increase in asset value we've ever seen.
Wow.
And it's not just about the money. Imagine how this could change industries like ride sharing, logistics, even real estate.
Oh, yeah.
If commuting's easy, people might choose to live further away from city centers.
Right.
It could completely change how cities are planned.
It's amazing to think about, and Tesla's not wasting any time. They're planning to launch unsupervised FSD as a paid service in Austin, Texas this June.
Huge step forward.
Huge.
They're already running unsupervised FSD in their Fremont factory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, thousands of cars driving around with no human intervention.
Wow.
Expanding this to public roads, even in a limited way, shows how confident they are in their technology.
So they're going from the factory out onto the roads in Austin.
Exactly.
Okay, so then there's Optimus, the humanoid robot.
Right.
Musk thinks this has even more potential than FSD.
Yeah.
He's talking about revenue exceeding $10 trillion.
Yeah, he actually said those numbers sound insane.
Really?
But he believes they'll be proven right. This year, they're aiming to produce about 10,000 Optimus robots for use at their factories.
So just internal use?
At first, yeah. It's about refining the design and showing that it works.
Okay, and they're already talking about a second version of Optimus designed for higher volume production.
Right.
With sales to other companies, maybe starting in the second half of 2026.
That's the plan, and they're talking about ramping up production faster than anything they've done before.
Really?
Yeah, this commitment to rapid scaling is at the core of Musk's vision. He sees a future where robots are everywhere, not just in factories, but in everyday life.
I mean, that all sounds incredibly ambitious. But how are they even tackling the design and manufacturing of Optimus? It sounds like they're starting from scratch.
They are. They're not using any off-the-shelf parts.
Yeah.
It's all designed from first principles.
What does that even mean?
It means they're building each component from the ground up to make sure it's perfect for Optimus and can be manufactured efficiently at scale.
Okay.
Musk has been really clear about how important this is.
Yeah.
He says a lot of companies fail because they can't scale their production effectively.
Interesting.
It limits their success.
Okay, so, and Musk is predicting Optimus will cost under $20,000 at scale.
Potentially a half the cost of a Model Y.
Yeah.
This commitment to vertical integration and efficient production is crucial to reaching those ambitious goals.
I see.
By controlling the whole process from design to manufacturing, they can make sure they deliver on their promises.
But it's not all smooth sailing, right?
Well,
there are regulatory hurdles, especially in Europe and China.
Mm-hmm.
That could be big challenges to the widespread rollout of FSD. And Musk has been pretty vocal about his frustrations with those.
He's been quite critical of what he sees as slow regulatory approval processes in Europe.
Really?
Yeah, he thinks it's hindering the adoption of technology that could really improve safety and efficiency.
Okay.
And in China, those restrictions on data transfer are creating a whole other set of challenges for FSD.
Right.
They're having to come up with some pretty innovative training methods using publicly available video and simulation to make up for it.
Wow. So it sounds like...
It shows how complex the relationship can be between these rapid technological advancements and existing regulatory frameworks.
Yeah, definitely a balancing act. So besides FSD and Optimus, what else is going on at Tesla?
Oh.
They're getting a lot of interest from other car companies about licensing FSD, right?
Yeah.
That's got to be a big deal.
It could be huge. Musk has said once they can prove that unsupervised FSD works in the U.S., he thinks that interest in licensing is going to explode.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And the Tesla semi-factory in Reno, Nevada is almost finished.
Right. High-volume production is expected to start late this year and ramp up in early 2026.
The trucking industry is about to be disrupted in a big way.
For sure. This is another area where Tesla's focus on autonomous technology could be a game changer.
Right.
They're betting that the combination of electric power and self-driving capabilities will make the Tesla Semi a really cost-effective and efficient option for long-haul trucking.
Okay, and then there's the issue of upgrading those Hardware 3 vehicles to support full FSD capabilities.
Right.
Sounds like that's going to be a bit of a headache.
It will be a logistical challenge, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But it's essential if Tesla wants to make good on its promise to deliver full self-driving to everyone who bought the FSD package.
Regardless of what hardware they have in their vehicle.
Exactly.
And lastly, it seems like the solar roof is still a core part of Tesla's business.
Mm-hmm.
They're really focusing on partnerships with certified installers for new homes and roof replacements.
Yeah.
They seem to be trying to become a bigger player in that whole home energy ecosystem.
Yeah, that's a smart move. It aligns perfectly with their mission of promoting sustainable energy solutions.
Huh.
By working with installers who are already a part of the construction industry, they can reach a much bigger audience and make it easier for people to adopt their solar roof technology.
So looking at the big picture here,
mm-hmm.
it seems like 2025 is shaping up to be a pretty pivotal year for Tesla.
Yeah. Musk's belief in achieving his goals is incredible, even with all the challenges ahead.
Yeah.
If his predictions are right, we're about to see a major technological shift driven by AI and robotics.
This is just the beginning of our deep dive.
Right.
There's a lot more to unpack, but let's take a quick pause here. When we come back, we'll dig deeper into FSD. Musk made some bold statements about its capabilities and timeline, and I'm curious to hear your analysis.
Definitely. Let's dive back in. One thing that really struck me from the earnings call was how much Musk believes that Tesla's approach to FSD is totally different from their competitors.
Right.
He's really dismissive of LiDAR.
Oh, yeah, those laser sensors.
Exactly, that a lot of other companies are using.
Yeah, he practically laughed it off.
He did. Mm. He even joked about turning off the radar that's already in Tesla vehicles.
Yeah. He said the whole road system is designed for human vision, so it makes sense to use a system based on cameras and AI.
Right.
He thinks that's the most logical and scalable way to do autonomous driving.
It's a good point, especially when you think about how hard it would be to create and maintain those high-definition maps that LiDAR systems need.
Exactly. Musk sees that as a temporary fix, a crutch.
Yeah.
That won't work in the long run.
Right.
He's putting his money on a more generalized AI solution, one that can adapt to any environment, just like a human driver.
But even with Tesla's approach, getting to true full self-driving is a huge challenge.
Yeah.
What are some of the technical problems they're still working on?
Well, even though Musk thinks Tesla's way ahead of everyone else he knows, there are still hurdles.
Sure.
One of the big ones is figuring out how to deal with those rare situations that can confuse even the smartest AI.
Like those edge cases he talked about.
Exactly.
He gave the example of bus lanes in China.
Apparently, the rules about when you can and can't drive in those lanes are super complicated, even for humans.
It just shows how tricky real-world driving can be.
Yeah.
Tesla has to make sure their FSD system can handle not just everyday scenarios, but also these unexpected situations.
Right. And safely.
And safely and reliably.
Yeah.
Every time.
He also talked about how important it is to increase the amount of training data and the size of their model.
Mm-hmm.
To handle all the information needed for safe autonomous driving.
That's really important. He highlighted the role of their Dojo supercomputer.
Right.
A system built specifically for training AI.
That sounds intense.
It's going to be key in processing and learning from the massive amounts of data they get from all the Teslas on the road.
So it's kind of like a giant brain
that's
constantly learning from the experiences of every Tesla out there.
That's the idea, getting smarter and more capable all the time.
Okay, so let's talk about what everyone wants to know.
All right.
When can the average Tesla owner, who's been patiently waiting, finally experience fully autonomous driving?
Right.
When can they let go of the wheel for good?
From what Musk said, it sounds like widespread, unsupervised FSD, where the car can drive itself without any human input,
right,
is still a few years away for most people.
Okay.
They're aiming to launch it in Austin and a few other U.S. cities this year.
Right.
But wider adoption really depends on getting regulatory approval in different countries.
Musk seemed pretty confident about nationwide unsupervised FSD in the U.S., by next year.
Mm-hmm.
But he was less optimistic about other places, especially Europe and China.
Yeah, he's frustrated with how slow things are moving in Europe.
Really?
He feels like they're holding back progress on a technology that could make things much safer and more efficient.
And China, with all its restrictions on data and those crazy traffic patterns,
yeah,
that's a whole other set of challenges.
Definitely. It sounds like Tesla's going to need to come up with some creative solutions to crack that market.
But, you know, Musk has a history of tackling challenges that seem impossible. He doesn't give up easily.
He doesn't. And he's built an incredible team at Tesla
right.
who are dedicated to pushing the limits of what's possible.
Okay, so let's switch gears a bit.
Sure.
Let's talk about Optimus, the humanoid robot that Musk believes has even more potential than FSD.
Wow.
That's a pretty bold statement.
It is. But think about it. A general-purpose humanoid robot?
Right.
Could do almost any task a human can, from manual labor to complex problem solving.
Right.
The applications are almost endless.
He talked about Optimus being able to load stuff into factory thread and needle, even play the piano.
Right.
He seems convinced that Optimus will eventually be able to do all kinds of things
mm-hmm.
and maybe even be better than humans at some tasks.
Yeah.
What's really amazing is his vision for how many Optimus robots they could produce.
Right.
He's not talking about making a few thousand for research or special projects. He's talking about mass production, millions of them every year.
Mm-hmm.
At a cost comparable to a regular car.
Exactly.
It sounds like he's serious about making robots a normal part of life.
Yeah.
You know, I love technology, but the thought of millions of humanoid robots walking around.
I know.
It's a little mind-boggling.
It brings up a lot of questions about the impact on society, the economy, and the very nature of work.
Yeah.
But maybe we can explore those later.
Yeah.
For now, let's stick to the technical challenges of actually making Optimus a reality.
Okay, so you mentioned that Tesla's designing everything from scratch for Optimus.
They are from the actuators and sensors to the AI system.
That's a lot to take on.
It is.
Yeah.
It shows how complex it is to build a robot that can actually function in the real world.
Right.
They have to think about balanced dexterity, energy efficiency, and safety.
Right.
And they have to make sure it can interact with its environment in a meaningful way.
And do all that while keeping the cost low enough to make Optimus actually sellable.
Exactly. That's a tough challenge.
But remember, Tesla has a way of shaking up industries by pushing the limits of technology and manufacturing.
Mm-hmm.
They did it with electric vehicles. And now it seems like they're trying to do the same thing with robots.
It seems that way.
Speaking of disrupting industries.
Right.
Musk also mentioned that other car companies are showing interest in licensing Tesla's FSD tech.
Right.
That could be a huge source of money for them.
It could be massive. He thinks that interest is going to explode once unsupervised FSD is proven in the U.S.
Right.
Other car makers might realize that they just can't compete with Tesla's technology.
But he made it clear they're only looking for big licensing deals.
Yeah.
They don't want to get bogged down in small partnerships that would distract their engineers from focusing on Tesla's own stuff.
That's a strategic move. They don't want to become a tech supplier for the whole industry.
Right.
They're focused on staying ahead and shaping how the world moves to a fully autonomous future.
Okay, so we've talked about a lot.
We have.
Tesla is really pushing the boundaries with FSD and Optimus, aiming to revolutionize transportation and maybe even other parts of our lives.
Yeah.
They're definitely a company to watch.
It's going to be interesting to see how things turn out and what impact they have.
You've given me a lot to think about.
Yeah, I did.
I'm sure our listeners feeling the same way.
I hope so.
Let's pause here for a moment.
Okay.
And when we come back, I want to go over some of the other interesting things happening at Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
Things that might not be getting as much attention.
Sounds good. Let's take a quick break.
All right. So we spent a lot of time talking about FSD and Optimus.
Yeah.
But there were a few other things that Musk talked about during the earnings call that are worth mentioning.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Like, remember he mentioned that other car companies are really interested in licensing Tesla's full self-driving technology.
That could be a big deal for the whole industry.
Huge. Musk thinks that interest will really take off once they've shown that unsupervised FSD works in the U.S.
Right. Once other companies realize they can't catch up.
Exactly.
They might come knocking.
But he was very clear that they're only going to do big licensing agreements. They don't want to waste time with small partnerships that would just take their engineers away from Tesla's own project.
It's a smart strategy. Yeah. They don't want to become a part supplier for everyone else.
Right.
They want to stay in control.
Exactly. And what about the Tesla Semi?
Oh, yeah. That factory in Reno.
Yeah.
Is that almost done?
Almost done. High volume production is supposed to start later this year.
And then ramp up in early 2026.
Wow. It feels like the trucking industry is about to go through some major changes.
Absolutely. This is another area where Tesla's autonomous technology could really disrupt things.
Yeah.
They're convinced that the combination of electric power and self-driving is going to make the Tesla Semi a super cost-effective choice for long-haul trucking.
Okay, and then there's the whole issue of upgrading those older vehicles with Hardware 3 so they can use full FSD.
Right.
Sounds like a pretty big job.
Logistically, it'll be tough for sure.
Yeah.
But they got to do it if they want to keep their promise to deliver full self-driving to every single person who bought the FSD package.
No matter what hardware their car has.
Exactly.
And it sounds like the solar roof is still a key part of Tesla's business.
Mm-hmm.
They're really focused on working with certified installers for new homes and roof replacements.
Makes sense.
Yeah, they seem to be trying to make a bigger splash in that whole home energy market.
Yeah, that fits perfectly with their mission of sustainable energy.
Right.
By working with installers who are already part of the construction world, they can reach a much bigger audience.
Yeah, make it easier for people to get a solar roof.
Exactly.
So we've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have Tesla's performance last year, their ambitious goals for FSD and Optimus.
And their plans for the Semi and the solar roof.
It's clear that Tesla is pushing the boundaries of what's possible in both the car industry and the tech world.
Their commitment to innovation and their vision for the future are pretty exciting.
Absolutely.
Well, it's been awesome unpacking all of this with you. I have a feeling our listener is going to walk away from this with a lot to think about.
Uh-huh. I think so, too. Tesla's one of those companies that's always pushing the limits, and it'll be really interesting to see what they do in the next few years.
Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive into Tesla's future.
My pleasure.
It's been a wild ride. And to you, our listener, thanks for sharing your curiosity and diving deep with us. Until next time, keep exploring and keep asking those questions.